Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the BFF's YouTube channel. Make sure you guys tap the bell, subscribe, like the video, and comment down below.
BFF headlines later in the show. Big interview, Sienna May, obviously. She has been in a whole world of controversy. I believe this is her first public appearance, so we've become the Oprah of BFFs. Hopefully it goes better than last time.
We're getting some good, like, first appearance people. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Jeffree Star. We got Jeffree Star's first appearance. Like, we got I think we keep that up.
Okay. So, Pete and Kanye updates. This has been going on. But Pete Davidson is back on Instagram. And Kanye West followed him instantly. Pete did not follow back, but followed two people, Kim Kardashian and actor Sebastian Stan. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Can we get Pete? Can we get like Pete on the show, or maybe just fucking Kanye?
Like I feel like Kanye would do anything.
I think he would too. I think we got to reach out to Kanye, man. I feel like we've talked about these two for the past 2 months.
Do you think we have a better shot at Pete Davidson? No,
that's where my head went. That's why I said Pete's but name Kanye's first. But fucking... I also think Kanye is pretty like, yo, this guy is he's gonna do things that are like gonna get news, and him coming on here would get fucking news.
Hey, if we can get should either of them, let's aim for the moon. So they're still going back. And then I saw this earlier. I don't even understand what this is about. Kanye West back and forth with Soulja Boy. So Kanye tweeted to Soulja Boy, "This ye, don't bring up me or my wife no more." And Soulja Boy replied, "Or what? You lame as fuck. I speak on what I want to. Go get your bitch back."
Wow. That was actually a text chain, eh? Hey, Dave, that was a text chain between them.
Yeah, text chain. What did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said tweet.
Twitter.
Oh, I always screw that up. I don't know. A text chain. And then I guess
Ye goes right. Kanye just switches back to, "I need to send you this stem player." Shows him a video of the $200 stem player he's selling his album on.
Guys, it's Ye.
And goes,
not ye.
Yeah, you guys keep saying ye, but it's fine.
Well, I said ye because Dave was saying ye. I said ye because Dave said ye, and it was fucked in my head.
Everybody knew what I was saying. Nobody's like, who's ye. He talking about? You knew
yeah, everyone did get it, all right? I'm siding with you this time, Dave. But anyways, he was like, "You're the first to break YouTube. Need that Donda 2 verse."
And then Soulja Boy, who, by the way, I hate Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy responds, "Listen, me and Ye? Which one?
Ye.
Is Kanye, all good.
Kanye.
Just a little friendly jokes and fun. Don't think I'm against him. We're going to figure it out. We both two smart individuals chasing our dreams. Both act a little crazy sometimes, but we know what we're doing. It's all love. Never get confused." So who posted all these? Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy did. I think he was trying to get a little relevant. I mean, it's
and
Soulja
he's
Boy.
Just trying to show what? That Kanye is nuts?
Yeah, I guess.
And that Kanye is asking him to give him a verse again. Because on the first Donda, he sent him a verse, and then Kanye said he would put it
took
on,
it
but
off.
Didn't put it on. Yeah, he took it off because he said it was trash.
Damn.
Well, by the way, the reason I don't like Soulja Boy is he was supposed to do a pizza review with me. This man sat in his, like, truck for an hour, and I was, like, an inch away from him. I don't know what drugs he was doing. What's happening right here?
I'm showing it.
Oh. I didn't even know. I forgot he eventually even fucking came out.
He did it, though?
So he was just like...
No, he didn't, right?
Oh, wait. We edited it out?
No, he did it without him.
Oh, you did it without him. Yeah, remember?
Yeah, it says Soulja Boy Barstool Pizza Review. He never came out. He was sitting in his truck an inch away from me and just never came out.
Was he nervous? The whole entire time. Maybe he was nervous.
Never came out.
So what were you... Were you just like... So
see the truck? Put it right there. He's in that truck.
Yeah,
I don't remember what I said. This is from 2019.
Let me play it from the beginning.
Did you ever, like, say...
We're waiting. He's in the car. Getting high in the car. We're waiting in there with the slices. Then they took the slices back. Soulja Boy came in. He's like, "You're making me wait." I'm like, "Well, we're waiting for you for 20 minutes. And they took the slices back. And then he left again. So he's promoting marriage boot camp. And
trade him.
See, now we got 3,000 because this guy wants an honest slice because it's brand new. Yeah. So he wants a real review. But Soulja Boy's getting high in the car. I was going to do that. I've been singing it myself.
Frank the Soldier Boy. Oh, you Superman that I was going to do with him. He may come at some point. It is the most, like, rap thing we've ever had.
This is the most rap thing
just
we've
never
ever
came
had.
Out.
He was in there for like half an hour and didn't come out. I'm just sitting there with a thumb up my ass. And then he comes in, and the pizza guy wanted, obviously, he doesn't want cold slices. He's like, all right, you're going to have to wait 10 minutes for warm slices. His soldier boy's like, I'm not waiting. It's like, dude, we've been waiting for you half an hour. Went back in the truck, never came back out. Fucking Soulja Boy. So that's why I hate Soulja Boy.
Fair.
First rapper to ever skip out on a pizza review.
They're crazy. French Montana, I learned. French Montana wouldn't come out of his truck anymore either. I just walked the fuck into his truck. I just opened the door and walked in with all his crew. I'm like, dude, if you're not coming out, I'm coming in. I'm not fucking waiting here.
That is actually awesome. What happened?
He did the review sitting down the truck. That one's out there somewhere too. It's like,
that's amazing.
And I think Kodak Black was offered to me for a review this weekend, and they're like, just a heads up. And he did a video with Caleb Sunday Conversation.
Just get shot?
He did get shot. I was there. I almost got shot. They're like, but he was like 6 hours late to Caleb's video. It's like, fuck no, I'm not waiting 6 hours.
That was the best Sunday Conversation in a while.
Hilarious.
Though. That was
hilarious.
Really good.
Anyways, back to Kanye. He's just beefing with everybody.
Yeah. Hey, look how long his beef list is.
Yeah, they released a list. It's like Taylor Swift, Nike, just the entire corporation. Kim K, his cousin, Wiz Khalifa, Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, Billie Eilish, Peppa the Pig, Pete Davidson, Drake, Ray J, Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Kimmel, South Park, Dead Mile 5, or whatever the fuck that is, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, J. Cole, Travis Scott, Harriet Tubman, Louis Vuitton, CEO of Zappos, Evel Knievel, Dennis Haysbert, Amber Rose, MTV, Beck, George Bush Jr., ADL, TMZ, American Music Awards, 50 Cent, Kris Jenner.
Let me get a replay.
I don't see Lady Gaga up there.
No,
he didn't. Remember when he was like, what was that one clip where he was like, tell me what she knows about fucking cameras or some shit like that.
About
tell me what she knows about
yeah.
fucking Polaroids. Yeah.
Two things. You don't know who Deadmau5 is, Josh?
It's Dead no, Mouse, I don't know who Deadmau. Mouse?
Dead Mouse.
It's Deadmau.
It's Mao.
I have no idea.
I got to be.
It's Deadmau5. He wears the. He was a huge DJ. I can't believe you.
How could it be
mouse.
Deadmau5 if there's a Dead 5? Mao. It has to be the
Dead
S.
Mao. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. Kareem's just silly.
I nailed it. Deadmau5. He was a huge DJ. Where's the? He was like the first Premier guy goof. To wear like the. He was like Marshmallow before Marshmallow with the mouse thing. Maybe it is Mouse.
What's wrong with Harriet Tubman or Tubman?
You
or
said Harriet Tubman.
What's the name? Tubman?
Yes.
Second,
Mons,
I'm not
Black
looking
History
at that.
Moth.
If I was Taylor
Why
Swift,
why are you doing that to me, Brianna?
If I was Taylor Swift, I would be like posting celebratory like victory lap videos every time. And by the way, nobody was on Taylor Swift's side more than me when they got into beef. She's been so vindicated. I like Kanye sucks and fucking Kardashian sucks. And I said it when it happened.
Wow,
it's true. If somebody did to me, if people don't remember, they edited up a fucking phone call of hers.
People like, forget about that. Yeah, that was really
fucked
up.
It all fucking together. And
recorded without her knowing too.
Totally. And
which
like
is like it is like illegal,
illegal right?
State
yeah.
You're in. Yeah, depending on the state you're
that
in.
That was a crazy move.
Crazy. Crazy. And it was right when like they asked if she could use the verse in the song. Mm-hmm. And she was like basically no. And they're like, we asked permission. She said yes. They had all the spliced video. Fuck that. Someone did that to me, I go nuts.
Right.
Now, is Kanye actually the smartest guy of all time because he's in this controversy and he is releasing Donda 2 on his own stem player, which costs $200 because only artists see 12% of the money from streaming services. So who knows? I'm very curious to see how this goes. People who love Kanye are fucking insane, by the way. They're like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I thought I saw already 100,000 of them sold.
Yeah, Jeez. He said that you would have to equal 500 million streams on like the opening weekend to already rival what he sold, and it hasn't even came
yeah,
out yet.
Yeah, yeah. I believe he sold 100,000, which is nuts. And like,
is it even
like
finished
the
yet?
The first weekend of pre-order or something like that was 100,000 sold units.
Nuts.
Which is 20 mil, right?
So love him or hate him, you can't dispute he's one of the great businessmen of all time with everything he does. His fashion, his music, his everything. And he called Jack Harlow top five rapper right now. He's for sure top five hottest rappers. You're all over this early, Bree, but he's everywhere. Oh, yeah. People fucking love him.
He's Jack Harlow, number probably number two.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if he's a top five rapper right now, actually.
Right now, though? Like, who else is hot right now?
I mean,
Jack Harlow's popping off.
Yeah, I guess, like, if you're talking about, like, trending and shit. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
This next part, Genius? Act Genius. One of Kanye's Genius documentary aired on Netflix showing Kanye's rise to fame and was number one all week. People on Twitter went wild after seeing a scene of Kanye barging into Rockefeller Records and playing his music while everyone acted like he wasn't there to one of his most popular songs of all time. Do you have the clip of this? I don't know what this is about.
It was pretty nuts. It was this was wild.
Did you watch it, Josh, the documentary?
I've just seen the clip. I had them like download to watch, but I fell asleep on my plane ride this weekend, so. This is so crazy.
This is kind of sick.
Yeah. It's cool how he has this shit documented.
Where is he?
He's in like a
Rockefeller office.
Yeah, office.
So I don't, what, it is cool, I guess. Well, I don't get it, though.
So essentially, if you keep watching the video, shit, like, people start coming in, like, talking to her about, like, other meetings and shit, and, like, they just all completely ignore him. Like, the song finishes, and, like, no one says, like, even, like, anything. They weren't like, hey, good shit. I'm pretty sure what I saw on TikTok, it's just, like, other people that are working there start coming in the room, talking to her. She, like, goes on the phone.
It's also,
like, and he just,
it's one of his, like, biggest songs ever. So it's, like,
so is it, like,
Is it pre him, before, blowing
up. Pre.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
and nobody
cool
at the time was like, oh, this is good, but it ended up being like one of the best tracks of all time.
Got it. Well, that is super cool then. I didn't understand that. I thought he was already huge by the time he showed that.
No.
And they're just kind of like, you know, somebody hits a home run sometimes in baseball and they ignore you when you get to the, like, dugout. I thought it was that. Patrick Mahomes, band's fiance and brother. This is not true. This is a rumor that has...
When I saw this, I saw this and I knew it wasn't true as soon as
That would
I
be
saw
so
it.
Fucked up if it was
Gaz
true.
Gaz fell for it. Just want to
really?
Say
Gaz.
Well, he's too busy. He's at 11. I literally, I get Gaz at 11 reports like almost 24/7. So he doesn't have time to research. By the way, I could have seen it being true. Like, not necessarily banned, but I, like, stop being the center of every single story. When
I could
Chiefs
see them
play.
Saying, like, hey, chill the fuck out when you come to my games, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's no way he's going to be like, yeah, you guys are banned.
Can't ban your fiance and brother.
You can't do that.
I will say this. I'm going to give him some credit. He may be the best, like, boyfriend ever, because all she does is kind of create controversy in his brother, and he's quick to fucking defend. He always rides for them. Always.
He's definitely a good guy. He's a good guy when it comes to that. I hate him just because I like the Bills. But he's definitely
he's very likable in an unlikable situation.
I just can't do it.
Jake Paul, Soulja Boy, Lil Yachty, and more sued. Jake Paul, Soulja Boy, Lil Yachty being sued for SafeMoon alleged crypto scam. Legal documents describe the crypto company as a pyramid scheme. This is where I get credit for being so I went all in on SafeMoon. I was like, hey, I'm buying SafeMoon. I bought like $40,000 of it. I made a video. I never had any contact with anybody at SafeMoon. They didn't give me free SafeMoon. I openly said in my video it could be a fucking scam. I just picked one. I didn't know these guys promoted it, but that's wild to me. Like, wild.
I mean, that's not that wild.
Was
to
it
me.
A scam
I,
to
I,
you?
I knew that, like, half of these crypto things were scams.
No, it's wild to me that it is SafeMoon, because that's literally the one I own. Like, I made a video. People associate me with SafeMoon, yet these guys are getting sued. I didn't know they did it, and yeah, it works. If you go early, you build something out and sell it. I guess Josh, it doesn't surprise me that there's crypto scams and people getting sued. And
yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't. That's not a surprise. No, I knew that was happening as soon as all these like shit coins were coming out. Like, yeah,
it's surprising me that it's SafeMoon and these people are involved, and I didn't even have any idea.
Right.
That was
Make money from it? Did you make money?
No,
from
I got fucking killed. I bought it. I read the thing. It's like all the people who invested at this time period got murdered. It's like, hand up, that's me. by the way, it's not on here. There was a character in Billions last night based on me. Facts.
Really?
Like the show Billions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put a character. It's not me, but it's based on me.
Is this you saying that, or is this proven? Yeah,
do we have it? Pull it up. I've heard some idiots being like, it's not you, Dave. It's fucking me.
I like American cheese on a burger. This is cheddar. Medium juicy. Rating is a strong buy. Where's this from?
Duplex, from a graduate of Corner Bistro.
Nice. Well, there you have it.
Sounded like he liked it. The more he likes them, the harder he throws them.
Another strong buy for all my Rustikoff's Raiders out there. Art Cobb. It is ready to rip.
Why would you watch him? Even competent day traders rarely make gains. He is not competent.
Rustikoff's the fucking man to, like, millions of bros.
Oh, yeah, that's a base of you.
Yeah, at the end,
I was getting
lost. I was
ever,
getting
though.
Lost. Yeah, I was about to say that show looks fucking awful.
I don't watch it. Somebody sent it to me early. They're like, just so you know, I used to watch it in the beginning. I haven't. They're like, they wrote. Some people are arguing it's not. They did hamburger reviews instead of pizza reviews.
The last line was like made.
Yeah,
it
yeah. That's what took after yeah. after. I was waiting, and then they started talking about like the all the bros
Millions
follow.
Bros, yeah,
yeah. And so then I was like, the hamburger reviews versus pizza, and then it's the day trading, and then the bros. It's 100% supposed
that
to be
was like
day trading.
That was like painfully slow, though.
I know. Right? I know.
Yeah, that was so bad.
Jake Gyllenhaal speaks for the first time since the Taylor Swift release of Red. What did he say? He hasn't listened to the album, and that celebrities should feel a sense of responsibility when their fans are cyberbullying in one's name. I think at some points it's important when supporters get unruly that we feel a responsibility to have them be civil and not allow for cyberbullying. So that's just Taylor Hall's people going after Jake Gyllenhaal. I will say I've always found the irony, and Bree, you know this, people will say like, oh, Barstool, their commenters are so mean and they attack, but they don't talk about like the Beehive, and they don't talk about believers. Mm-hmm. It's the same fucking thing. If you are big and you have fans, the fans will react. So I'm not saying it's right, but that's everything across every platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Omarion was hacked. I don't know who Omarion is.
He's a singer.
He has this tweet. Yeah. Serious question, Bay. Are you pussifically fit?
Pussifically fit, yeah.
He definitely was not hacked.
No, he was just like, people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he was like, damn, I got hacked.
This guy?
Yeah.
Have
you
seen him?
Yeah.
Omarion. That's all I know.
Oh, is that the guy that was getting confused for the
Omicron
coronavirus?
Yeah.
Omicron? Yeah, and made that little video.
Oh, that was
okay.
Funny.
Then yeah, this definitely wasn't a hack. That makes me think even more that he wasn't hacked. Because I saw that Omicron video, and I'm like, that guy definitely has a different sense of humor. It was a funny video. It was a funny video, but I was like, his sense of humor is different. This is some shit he would say.
What does pussically fit mean?
I don't know. I think he thought it was going to be funny, though.
I think it's a strong pussy.
I think
game.
It's so
it's
funny.
What it means. I'm going to retweet that.
Yeah, it's like physically fit, but pussically fit.
Pussically fit. You know? I like that.
The question is, was that like an unsolicited DM? Because that's crazy. If it's in the middle of talking with somebody, I have no problem with it.
I think he just tweeted it.
I think he was probably just like, hey, boys, look at this tweet.
Oh, that's just a tweet to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tweet to the world.
So who cares?
Yeah, I don't think he was hacked at all, though.
No, definitely not. Jeff Wittick unfollows David Dobrik on Instagram. Jeff unfollowed Dobrik on Instagram and still follows on other social platforms. Jeff and I have become like friends. I think I said this last time. He just gave me like this haircut. Like I just went to his house off camera. he's been, I can't tell where he's at, even I spending time with him, whether he likes him or hates him.
No idea.
Did I tell you guys Dobrik came up to me in L.A.? Have we filmed since then?
No, you didn't. What did he say to you?
So he's gone through some Business Insider shit as well, and who knows what his truths are, but I was like, I'm cleaning up the mess you didn't do. It's like, I'm the one who's going to fucking bring the fight to them. Oh, shit. But he was there, seemed nice. I bet he'd come on this pod.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people have said some shit about Business Insider, dude. Like, yes. I've seen so many tweets.
And it's so hard because I don't know. It's no different than, like, Sienna and Jack and, like, I don't know anybody else's truth. So I'm always hesitant. Like, I just know my truth. I don't know who's telling truth in anything else. So it's always, I just know we both hate them. Josh and the boys. Josh went to Kings game with his friends and Mads Lewis.
Looking awfully close to Mads Lewis.
Yeah, we were taking a photo.
She tried to ratio the BFF's account.
What?
I saw that. You guys said, like, pod at Mads Lewis, and she said no. Laughing emoji.
I'm about to pull up screenshots where she said she would come on.
She did say she would before.
I don't know, but that's funny.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought she said she would. That's fine.
I'm sure she actually would. Yeah, I feel like that was joking. Just a joke. Yeah.
All right, we got some videos to react to end the show. Videos, paparazzi screams at Dixie.
I saw this.
I have not seen this one.
Yeah. Okay. She was disgusted. Good
They were.
Josh doesn't answer.
I don't know this one.
Oh, this is fucking FaceTime. Hannah makes me FaceTime him every single time we go on a college tour.
Oh, I did see a FaceTime from you, and I didn't fucking answer. My bad.
You didn't answer. I knew he wasn't gonna either.
I was doing I think I was doing a show when you called me. Yeah.
I hold my Josh FaceTimes. I don't very like in demand. If I FaceTime you, Josh, assume I have somebody super. It generally maybe a little girl, something, but I get asked a lot. I never do it. It was like, no.
Yeah, no, dude. I was at a. So I was just at a speaking engagement like yesterday or the day before that. Sorry, Saturday. I went into Baltimore. Do you know BBYO, Dave?
BBYO?
Yeah, it was this organization they put together, like, these big, like, it's like a big, like, Jewish camp or something. It's like a 4-day event, like, people come in from, like, all over the world. Anyway, there's like 4,000 kids there, and so many of the guys there just have, like, their phones up being like, call Dave, while I'm doing the show, and I'm just like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Yo, Dave, look at all these people. All right, see ya, man. See ya.
I save those in like, you can't give them out, because anytime I'm out, I get the either Bree or Josh, somebody. With Dave Portnoy, I wear these shoes. Don't know what this is. Oh, there's a cheap shot.
Why is it, what?
I think they're saying it was the high heel ones, I assume. Right?
Am I missing something?
That's a model.
I don't know.
Modeling show.
Hold on. I feel like there's probably.
Who posted? I assume it's the high heels. They're saying I'm short.
Oh.
Yeah, they must be.
Oh, okay.
But I'm assuming the answer is no, right?
No, I would not. They don't look comfortable at all.
Not at all.
I mean, those aren't shoes.
And by the way, I'm not this. Let's use the term modeling show. Pull that up again.
Derp.
Look at the crowd in the back. What, like, that's the most, like, modeling I expect, super fancy. Like, I don't know what kind of show this is. Anybody can get in there. Look at these.
Is this the new Yeezy show? That's what it looks like.
Like they're just kind of, like, all, like, standing
LCF
around
designer
in a circle.
Dirk Van Aassen takes a futuristic approach.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I don't know if that's much future. Is that futuristic? It looks like wood.
No, that looks like we're going backwards, like, and we don't know wood. How to walk now.
Yeah. Who's better at hooping, MGK or me? I obviously the airball video that I have bad shoulders. It's been out. And MGK actually just played like shit, but I think is okay. We can watch the video. It's a bad highlight reel of him, though.
It's a minute of him bricking.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's, like, not bad form, actually. That's bad.
That one was...
He also had Myles Garrett going, like, 110 on him. Like, his form, like... his close game leaves.
Oh, God.
I actually think he's better than he's getting credit for because his form's not bad.
So?
But, I mean, Myles Garrett's a monster athlete trying to, like, throw down two-hand tomahawk dunks on his head.
That's a good point. When you're going up against him, it's like, what you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Logan Paul will run for president.
I really do think I'm going to make a run for president when I'm 35.
What would be your first policy?
I don't know. I have to do more research, but I think I could do some seriously good.
Is there any chance, and honestly, I think there should be, that you would consider me as a running mate?
No.
Why?
Because you can't run.
Y'all, I'm running against you.
I vote for Mike.
I don't. The number one thing I get asked, not number one, top three. Like,
yeah, you get asked a lot.
People, like, legitimately, and I don't know why, but they're like, please run for president.
Didn't you run for mayor of Massachusetts or Boston?
I ran for mayor of Boston back in the day. I tried to, and I got blackballed. So basically, we went through a time where the mayor of Boston was not very friendly to nightlife and, like, that industry. And we used to throw parties and just get hurt. They made it impossible to do business. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to run for mayor. You need 20,000 signatures to get on the ballot. And by signatures, it has to be somebody who's registered to vote in Boston, legible. And we went around, got them. And you can disqualify anything for any reason. It can be like, I couldn't read the signature, not in the right area. We paid. I did a fundraiser campaign. And raised, like, I think it was $50,000 in, like, a day to go hire a company to go get me the signatures. And they just disqualified, like, 75% of them and said they didn't count to keep me off the ballot. My plan was there's so many colleges in Boston, I'd register them and I could win. I'm glad I didn't. But, yeah, I did try to. I think that's everything. This is a pretty good show. I'm curious.
Yeah, this was a great show.
Do you think we have the Sienna May video next? I'm curious to see our part. I think we tried to be as fair as you can be, but it's a sensitive
area. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like at the end of the day, though, like, we're three people reporting on a situation. So you can't be like, you got to kind of play
we're
in
not
that
the
middle
law.
Ground a little bit, right? Where it's like, you got to play in the, well, let's let them actually speak. We can't just be like, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You know what I mean? You got to hear people's story.
I think we said it. We'd love to have Jack on the show if he wants
100%,
to tell his side.
100%.
So.
Yeah.
All right. On to the interview.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Okay, another episode of BFF. Special guest, Sienna May, second time on BFFs. Obviously, this one.
A little different.
Not as great circumstances. It's the first time we had you on. And I was saying before Josh joined, we got quite the setup. I don't even know how it'll look when we do it because we have two lawyers, right? Your lawyers are on here. Wow.
Yeah. So I actually have my lawyer here. Her name is Julie Gershick. And then I have a video forensic expert. And he's basically just going to be talking about the video. But yeah.
Okay. So. Unless this has been, like, ongoing drama, obviously, on social media, TikTok, with you and Jack in the video that we saw, which was what? This was, it feels like a long time ago now, October 2000. When did the video come out?
I think it was June, or it was May 31st of 2021.
Okay, so yeah.
All June.
It's been going on for a while. Now, As somebody, I'll start this way. As somebody who has been, I've been doing what I've been doing for 20 years, and I'd almost say I'm the league leader in controversy. Like, I've had people say things about me, which I vehemently deny, and it's been an ongoing, people love me, people hate me, everything. This look is unusual. I'm going to say that right off the bat, because, like, having your lawyer and the forensic guy is weird. I've never done that, but it's your choice. But I do want to say,
I came in, and I was like, holy shit, am I in the right Zoom room?
Yeah, no,
what is going on?
I feel you.
Like a sort.
So is this your choice or their choice to be like, we want to be on the call with you?
It's a little intimidating, I feel you. But no, I want to talk about my emotional state. And like, I feel like what I want to touch on is like how I'm doing and like the emotional questions that I know you guys are going to ask. But as for like the legal and like the so what's going on questions, that's for them to answer, because like, I don't want to butcher anything. This is all like, now it's serious, you know, like social media.
So, along those lines, then, is there some sort of official legal proceeding going on right now?
So I'm going to take that. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on. No. And that's really the point. There has been no police report filed. There has been no police investigation. There's been no civil complaint filed. There has been absolutely nothing by way of an investigation or any kind of legal proceeding filed. Honestly, at the end of the day, this is all just a video online.
Right. So then, though, but then that begs the question, if there hasn't been a legal issue, like, why are you here? She can't, like, there's nothing going on. She could theoretically answer for herself.
Because obviously there have been allegations made. Obviously, there have been legal allegations made. And at this point, after so long of just going back and forth online, and it's all just social media talking back and forth, it was time to actually bring in some professionals who are going to talk about what's really real. And what's real is that there's nothing out there.
Okay. I personally, again, as somebody, I think this almost makes it seem like something's real by involving legal when there is no legal. But that's just my take. Like, I always think it's better to hear from the horse's mouth. Like, I always get when someone says I can't speak on it, there's a legal proceeding going on, it'll be used in court, but there isn't. We're not there. So that's my personal off the jump. No, with this,
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yes,
I totally understand what you're saying, but I think that with how like blown out of proportion this has all got, it's now like to the point where I just like can't even like deal with this stuff anymore. Like, it's literally just me kind of like focusing on my emotional state, and then as everyone's like, what's gonna happen next, like, oh, she's 18 now, I turned 18 like a month ago, she's 18 now, like, is something gonna happen? Like, I just kind of like, all right, I'm gonna let my team like just talk about this one and kind of like take this one, because it's just like not even worth it for me to, you know.
Yeah. And obviously, Josh Bree, feel free. I do think in a situation like this, and I'm not, and I've watched everything, I've seen everything, and we've said in the beginning what we felt, and I think we got crucified. I tended to be, yeah. I looked at it on my side. It's like just a little.
I really appreciate you for that.
Well, and it wasn't even necessarily like because we'd met or spoken. I was just.
No,
thinking,
I don't think it was like a favor or anything.
Yeah,
I think
it was like my girlfriend did that in a second. Like, I would never, it's a nothing issue to me. Like, if I'm sitting there and my girlfriend climbs on me, now there's been all dispute on where this is going back. I will say the seriousness of these allegations both ways, I think it's kind of disgusting that it's being played out on social media when it's getting that serious, because those are serious things and nobody knows what's right and wrong. Like you said, there's nothing been filed. So, but it has gotten to this point. Even this interview is very unlike BFF. So you want to treat it delicately.
Yeah. Well, especially because I feel like when you just keep bringing this attention kind of to this, not you necessarily, Sienna, I just mean like when people keep bringing the attention to the situation, it just got to fuck up two people's mental health. Like, you and Jack can't be in the greatest mental health place when it's like this stuff is just constantly being brought online and just being talked about, and then everyone's giving their opinions on you and what you should do and how you should live your life, kind of.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, if I'm being totally honest, I literally haven't been on my phone the past month. Like, I know that there's been like thousands of like YouTube videos, TikTok videos about me and just who people think I am and just talking about like just my character. And I haven't seen anything, and I just know that there's like, I don't know. It's like I obviously am not doing, you know, 100%, because how could you be when there's like just so much hatred, you know, and like literally just so much cyberbullying. On both parts, I could totally.
Do you think the lawyer team and everything, do you think that's going to bring more attention to the situation, or do you think that's to like kind of quiet people down, or it's going to quiet people down?
I think it is going to quiet people down, because it's just like, I literally have my lawyer sitting right here next to me telling you guys and whoever's going to see this now that there's nothing being done. Like, you can't just claim with no credible proof, because you guys have never had anything like this on BFF, because you probably never had, or very few, I don't even know, had people being accused of like an actual crime, like an actual.
I actually have been in a very similar, in which there's no, I'm actually reverse. Like, if people follow me, I'm actually suing. Like, it's very unusual, because I've been accused of things. Usually it's defense, and it's so untrue that I am now suing the people saying it. I'm the one who initiated. So I get it. I totally get that. I don't know that and I was trying to prove a point. So I get the lawyer. I read through all, and we'll get to all this stuff. A lot of it seemed like things you already said, but even backing up, because I haven't heard you say it. What the strangest part of this to me, I guess, is like you and Jack, like when you were on with us, you guys seemed like two peas in a pod, the original.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys were like dating and everything, had like a relationship going.
So yeah. What, like, do you have, if you look back on this, are you at any point like, oh, I should have seen a red flag there, that something was off with this relationship? Or are you totally caught off guard?
And were you guys actually dating or never actually dating?
No, so we never actually dated. You asked if I was like caught.
My guess is you didn't see this coming. So when you look back, were you like, maybe I should have seen a red flag in this relationship somewhere that alerted that something was drastically off between you two?
When all this dropped back in 2021, whatever, I was literally in shock. Like, I was literally so just surprised at like what was being said, because it came from nowhere, in my opinion. I was like, this is literally just pulled out of thin air. And it was, it was literally just as shocking to me as it was to everybody else on the internet.
What was your initial reaction to Jack? Like, did you reach out to him? What did you say? What was that conversation? There was nothing.
So I haven't talked to him and literally since our last trip to Hawaii together. The last time I literally saw him was before I got on my flight, and we haven't talked since.
So was the delay between that video? When did that incident, the like quick rope supposedly, when did that come out versus when it happened?
Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
Like, so like that video,
when was that filmed? Like, what day, like, when in the year was that filmed versus when it was posted?
So that was filmed in November of 2020, and the claims or the tweet was posted in June of 2021. And then now it's February of 2022.
Got it. So when that came out, you didn't reach out to Jack, be like, what is this? Nothing.
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Well, you guys didn't reach out to you.
Uh-uh. Well, because he didn't post it. So I was obviously furious. I've never been through anything like this. Last time I came on, you guys saw like little squirrel girl, 16-year-old dancy TikTok girl. I was like, what? Like, I had no idea how to deal with any of this. I feel like I didn't reach out, I didn't even say anything, because I was just like so emotionally like and personally like in shock that I didn't even think about like talking to anybody. I think I was just kind of more like,
so did you not text anyone or reach out to anybody, like even Jack's friends or something like that, being like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, I feel like this isn't right what you guys are saying. Like, did you reach out to anyone at all?
I literally don't No, I think I maybe reached out to the guy who tweeted the tweet and was like, you know what you're saying is a lie. Like, I don't remember what I said, but I think I was just kind of like, what are you saying? Like, you know that's not true. Why are you talking about that on his behalf?
And then what does someone like Jack's friend or like say to that? Like, have you had any of them?
Have you had ever responded?
None of them has ever responded. Okay.
The original, then, looking back on it, total shock. There was nothing where you're like, maybe something weird is happening between us that would, I don't think anyone could predict what happened, but that it just, I guess, red flags. Like, there's something going on. Because you were making a ton of content with him. And even one of the things that stuck out to me, and again, the only truly people who know what happened are you and he.
You and Jack, yeah.
Yeah. That I was struck by him saying he made it seem like this was repeated behavior, but then he kept making videos with you. Like, it's like he'd say something happened, and then you guys would hang out, make more videos. Almost my original thought, again, it's not an excuse either way. It's like, well, why do you keep doing this? Like, you're saying these things happen, you don't like it, it's uncomfortable, and then you make more content together. So there's anything in the lead up where you're like, this relationship is crumbling?
Well, okay, so I've said this before, but I was like, I like really, really loved him. Like, I've been in like two previous like long-term relationships, and I was like, I'm gonna get married to this guy. Like, this is the one. Like, I was so stoked on him, and he like was loving making the content because of like the views that it would get, and it would get a ton of views on my accounts too. I think we both kind of like saw that as a business transaction, as like a business deal. But then for me personally, like, I was personally between us, like, super into it. And he knew that I was. And I think he also knew that he wasn't. And that's where things got messy. And I think that, yeah.
So did you realize he wasn't into it and you're still pursuing it, or you didn't realize?
Well, I've talked about this. I talked about this in my article, basically, about how, we would kind of just play this game and go back and forth where we would kiss. Also, I just want to reiterate, we never had sex. We literally never did anything other than kiss. And like, most of it is seen on the internet. Like, you can find videos and TikToks of it. But what I was going to say is, what was I going to say?
Well, I was asking, I was like, so you said you really kind of fell for him, were in love with him, and you don't think he felt the way now you're saying that looking back. I was wondering, did you realize that in real time, continue to pursue, or you didn't realize it?
So we would always have this kind of like back and forth where we would like, I'd be like, Jack, like, I really like you. And then he would be kind of just like, oh, like, I just want to like feel things out right now. Let's just like keep making videos, keep doing content, keep traveling together, just kind of like play it out. We'll see where things go. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's cool. I'm stoked with it. Like, I was literally 16 and I feel like I was just happy, like making videos, making TikToks. This was all new, making like just doing stuff. And I didn't really like think about, you know, I was 16.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a bunch of stuff here that we can get into, and part of why I think you joined was, and we've gone over, I think, the back stuff of it, unless you, Bree, or Josh have any more questions. But we got a bunch of the lawyer and the forensic evidence, so to speak, that we can get.
So the reason, I should have probably said this earlier, a reason that they're on is because while I was kind of doing my time off, I had my team kind of just do some, like, investigating and like looking into everything that was happening and like what was going on, and they found some stuff that like was they found some stuff. I'll let them talk about what they found.
Sure. And again, I this is one of those things, it's like only you two know. I will say from my experience, I also, when I felt like I've been wrongly accused, it's like that's a normal, I would say, thing, like what is going on and why. And I guess before we get into your stuff, the Jack's video, the one thing that I'd say the more inflammatory claims he made against you, and just again clarify it, is that you were naked and climbed into his bed without like him telling you, which you've denied that.
Yeah, like
so totally made up.
Well, okay, let me tell you a story. So he, one of the stories he told was that I like put my legs around him in a bathroom or something like that. And he would take kind of parts of the story and just put it out. And out of context, a lot of the things that were being said, like, obviously look terrible. And then, like, the story. Sorry, I'm just trying to be slow.
I get it. Take your time. Again, it's hard because I don't want people looking at me like, oh, Dave's disagreeing. But half-truths, there's stuff that you can say that are truth. But if you don't tell the whole story, will look bad if you don't know the whole context. So I get where you're getting at with that.
Thank you. One of the things he said was, like, that I put my legs around him in a bathroom. And the full story of that was, like, we had gone to this party. We were fighting. We got to the party. We were kind of, like, separated. He was with some guys. I was with the guy. I was, like, talking to this guy. And he basically walked past me, kind of gave me, like, the death eye. It was just, like, okay, like, you're going to be talking to somebody else. You know, would get jealous over these things, which was the confusing part of it, kind of going back to what we were talking about before, because it was like, you're saying, are there any red flags? But like, it was so confusing and so no lines, you know?
Because you guys like weren't dating, right? So you weren't dating, but then you were like, okay.
But when I would
Why would he get jealous if he had no feelings, right?
Exactly. So he got kind of jealous. I was like, left this other guy, went and talked to Jack. I go, can I pull you into the bathroom really quick so we can talk? It was only a like private place in the party. Yeah, of course. We go in. Hey, I just want you to know, like, I'm in this for you. Like, I came here for you. I want to, like, just talk to you. Like, gave him a hug, kissed him. He kissed me back. And then, like, we walked out of the room together. You know what I mean? So it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And we'll get into we cut you off on why the lawyer and the forensics. We'll get to that in a second, but I think this is questions first. Motivation, like, do you, and it's something I've wrestled with, do you have any idea, like, why this is going on? Because it doesn't seem like there was some huge incident that would have predicted any of this. So, like, what, like, why? Why is this going on? It doesn't seem like it's healthy or good for either of you.
Right. It's not like there's no way Jack's enjoying himself right now. Like he's getting dragged into crazy shit too. So it's like, what would have been his motive?
You know, I really don't, like, I don't know. I have my own personal opinions. Like you said, like the only two people that know really what happened are him and I, and I have things that I feel in my gut, but it's just my personal opinion. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the motivation was. I wish I could tell you, and I wish that I knew, but it's just like, it's crazy to me too. It literally is.
So I don't know. The last time you guys talked, was it on good terms? And then all of this came out?
The last time we talked, like in person?
Yeah. Like, did you have a big fight and then all of this came out?
We'd actually gotten in an argument before the fight, or the Oh, this was when I talked about in my first video back in June how I basically told him that I didn't want to do videos anymore because I just wanted to be able to be a teenage girl and like not feel like I was like tied down in a relationship that wasn't actually a relationship. I just felt like it was super toxic for me because I was like super into him and it just wasn't reciprocated. And I finally came to the conclusion that like, I didn't have to make videos with anybody else to like have him be doing well. And then I just wanted to personally like go venture out and pursue new relationships. So I told him that I wanted to make a video and he said that he didn't want to make a video because he thinks it would be bad for the brand. And he just didn't want to do that. And so that's the last conversation we had was we basically just got in an argument because I said I wanted to be over and he told me that he thought it would be bad for the brand.
And what about too, after all this came out, Jack, and it looks like it's blurred out and I didn't see the evidence on ours that was it anonymous other people he claimed like, hey, there's similar claims against Sienna from other guys. I don't think they were identified? Is that true?
I think that that's like they were.
So I think it's, you know, this, maybe this is why the lawyer's on the show, but it's exactly like you said. So there's apparently somebody said that there's other guys, but we've heard nothing. Again, no police reports, no police investigations, no complaints, and Sienna herself hasn't heard anything. So
yeah, they're like not credible.
There's
literally
nothing out there. Nothing
right
to the air on this.
Okay, so moving on, a good segue to why you guys, I believe, have joined in. You, if you want to say it, Sienna, you were kind of, I think I cut you off, but why you brought your team with you.
Well, so like I said, I have like a lot of obviously like emotional stuff about this. And I feel like me getting into like the logistics about what's actually like going on with some of the botting stuff that's happened and just some other stuff that they found is just too much for me to handle. So that's why I have somebody else here. Well, two other people here with me, just kind of like talking about the logistics. Okay.
So we have this first evidence, the forensic video that we can play. Let's play it. I watched it right before we came on. And there's a forensic company to determine the video of her strangling Jack on the couch is credible evidence of accusations against Sienna.
The National Center for Audio and Video Forensics was retained to perform an analysis on a cell phone video posted to social media. I was asked if the video can be used as credible evidence of the accusations against Ms. Gomez. In short, no. The posted video is not credible evidence of these accusations. Here are some points that led to this conclusion. Let's discuss the length of the video. It is very short. In fact, it is only about 2.5 seconds. What happened in the moments before this or after this? No one knows, since video of before and after these 2.5 seconds was not posted. Certainly, what happens in the seconds immediately before and immediately after this video are very important to understanding what is really going on between Ms. Gomez and Mr. Wright. This video gives us no context at all. The video component of the post that is on social media has been altered from when it was originally recorded. We also know that the audio is not original and has also been altered. Therefore, we don't even know and can't tell what the original video actually looks or sounds like. Now let's also consider what we can see of Ms. Gomez's hand and body position. Her right arm is hanging down by her side. There is almost no bend in her right elbow. If we follow her arm down from her shoulder, past her elbow, and to where it is most likely positioned, it appears to be positioned on the right leg of Mr. Wright. So what does this tell us about the posted video? The video is not original. The video has been heavily altered. The video provides no context to the events. The video is not credible evidence of the accusations against Ms. Gomez.
I feel like that's what me and you did, Dave. We could be fucking forensic people.
I feel like that was a bad CSI video. I mean, yeah, it's a crazy video. Like, I'm interested to see what people think. My instinct is people are going to be like, that's a guilty video. I agree with what's said in it, but it felt like a bad movie. So, to me, that's how that, like, felt. It felt lawyer.
Was the original video, like, did you ever see the original video of that being taken, Sienna? Like, was it longer? Like, did they cut it down? Like, do you know anything about that video? Did you even know it was being taken?
No.
I agree with the facts of it's so short. Like, why is it so short?
Yeah, that's
what
was
the points
thing
in the video. I just think it comes across like that no is like a second grade, like, school. No offense if it's the top left. But that was like,
I understand.
It was like one of those train warning videos. You know what I mean? When they're like telling you don't go on the train tracks and shit for school.
I understand that this is like, it's so intense, but I feel like there's just like the. It's,
but
it's,
you can say it.
Yeah, like.
And Sienna, you may have realized or not, like, I find, and this may be the case with you, it may not. There's people, I'll use myself as an example. There's people who like me, and they believe everything I say, and I think I have like 20 years of telling the truth, so it helps. But then I have people who do not like me. And I could cure cancer, and it'd be like, you didn't cure it fast enough. Like, we still hate you. Things like this, without it going further and more evidence, there's going to be people who believe you, and there's going to be people who don't. But, yeah, like, that video, I don't think it's going to sway. Like, I feel the same way about that original video as I've always felt. I think you bring up good points. How is it so short? There's multiple people around the room, so if you're going to do some sort of sexual crime, you got to be a real lunatic to do it a room of people where American there's cameras. Psycho. And it's like if people thought he was in danger or something, you wouldn't film that. So I agree with all of that.
I think that the people that would have sided with you probably would have done it without that video. Like, they would have came to that conclusion from watching the video without, like, the whole
it's a he said, she
part.
Said.
And yeah, really, it is a he said, she said, which sucks about the internet and the situation.
It's such a difficult... I don't know what, like who's been through, like, who knows how to handle this? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, nobody. Like, it's such a difficult thing, but I feel like Madi, the guy who made the video, he literally is, like, a video forensic expert.
And that's the top left?
Yeah, he's right here.
Yep.
He like, does this with, like, drug deals, crimes, like, rapes, sexual assaults. Like, this is his job. Like,
so let's – all right, then let's – he needs a better TikTok marketing guy. Maybe he's used to court things. But go ahead. Speak on the video then. We should let you go.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up the he said, she said. So that's not my department. I don't deal with what people say to each other, post online, with regards to their comments. I deal with the video evidence. Somebody wants to make a statement, fine. They can say what they want to say. But then if they put a video out there and they say, well, this video is going to be used to support my statements. Okay, so that's where I come in. And that's kind of what it seems like might have happened here. Somebody puts a video online and says, this video is going to be used to support my accusations. So I was asked to determine, well, does this video do that? Can this video be used as credible evidence to support the accusations? And I analyzed it, I looked at it, I looked at lots of different components about it. I came with the conclusions, and then we made this video to play on your show, so it's kind of easily watchable, cartoons and everything. But that was the point of my getting involved, was to figure out, well, you know, is it even fair or appropriate for somebody to come and use this video to say, well, this is my proof. Here's my evidence that this accusation really happened. And no, it's not credible evidence.
What happens, and this is not a Sienna question, have you been paid to do this in the past where you don't produce a result? Because what you can't corroborate, like, obviously, if you looked at this video and let's say you felt differently, what happens then? You just take the check and don't put the video out?
So let me just jump in for a second. This happens all the time with experts that are hired for any kind of legal matter. At the end of the day, you are hired and you are paid for your expert opinion, whether you happen to end up agreeing or not agreeing. And that's really important, because otherwise you wouldn't survive in a court of law. You wouldn't survive in this business.
Right. So in that case, any course case, obviously he wouldn't be used again. It just would never be brought
up. Credibility at the end of the game, whether you're on TikTok or in a courtroom.
Yeah. And so again, I can't speak for Joshua Bree. My original take on this whole thing really has not changed. Like, I never thought the video rose to anything that I would be worthy of this controversy. Like you said, the other stuff, there isn't video. It's just one person's story versus the others.
I don't think the video proves anything. If I just look at that video, I think I still agree with what I said when I first saw the video, is that, like, you can't make anything just from that video alone. That video could have been taken of me and, like, my past exes, like, of them on me at a party. It could have been taken of literally any couple I think I've seen in high school. But it's always going to be a he said, she said, where no one else besides Jack and Sienna is ever really going to know what happened.
Yeah, well, then it's the second video, too. I think it's the second video where everyone's freaking out now, because he had a lot of allegations against you. And it's like, why? Why is he making them up? Why is he just coming out of the blue and saying these things? I think that's why people are really like, what the fuck's going on?
So let me just say one thing. Let me say it about the video we were just looking at. So, you know, what's significant about that is that is... according to them, that is the only, I mean, that's real proof, right? And what we all need to understand is there is no credible proof there. It's not, there's not one iota of proof. Here, as you've just seen from Madi Gabor's video, that 2.5 seconds, first of all, it's 2.5 seconds. Nobody has any clue what happened before or after. But second of all, it's been altered. And I think that's really important. I don't want that point to get lost. It's been altered, both visually and the audio. So it really is proof of nothing. And that's the only thing that they've actually shown.
Yeah, that I think that goes to though what Bree and Josh, and again, we did get roasted for it. I watched that and I was like, people killed us. I was like,
they crucified us
nothing.
For saying that.
That people didn't rise anything.
For that.
I didn't need all the other evidence. I already did that. But then, like Bree said, you get all these, it's just so crazy. And you said, Sienna, you're not sure why all these accusations. I also thought it was interesting. Like my initial reaction when I saw his long video is how cut up it was. It was like a jump cut every 2 seconds. If people have watched when I've done it, they're generally one stream of conscious because I know what I just can't screw myself up because I'm telling the truth. But Bree brings up a good point. Like why
would he be posting 17 minute YouTube videos, like bawling his eyes out on the internet if there was no truth behind what he was saying?
Look, correct. Here's the thing. I'm going to jump in again. Here's the thing. We can't speculate as to why he did it or what he thought of it. We can't speculate. But, you know, to Bree's point, they're nothing but statements. They're just statements. And so without that first video we were talking about, it's just he said, she said. They're just statements. Why he did it, we don't know. What we do know is that it's had taken a huge toll on Sienna, both professionally and personally. A really, really significant toll. And I think that's something that's, you know, important to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks. Nobody should have to go through that. Obviously, if his allegations are true, you lose sympathy, but nobody knows. This is really not legal. This is a war for public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, and nobody wants to go through this.
And that's a main reason why I have experts in their field here, because you can either be trying to win in the court of public opinion or the actual court of law. And I have two people here basically saying there is no fight in the court of law. This is literally just a, she said this, oh no, he did this. Oh, like no one's, it's literally, it's like unwinnable.
So if you were so confident in this, like obviously all being a lie, like you know your truth, you know what you did, would you not try to sue him for defamation of character?
So I knew you were coming there. So we were going to jump in on that. So all I will say at this time is we're considering all our legal options, including defamation lawsuits against multiple individuals.
Okay. It's also a horrific thing to have to go through as a public figure. I had to weigh all those decisions. Everything about you will be an open book to everything. The thing I would say, and I don't mean to keep going at the lawyer, the forensics, is what has worked in my favor when I've been in situations that I would not ever have dreamed I'd be in a millionaires. If I know my truths. So I know I can go on any program. I can say anything. I'm never going to perjure myself because I know what I've done, and I haven't done anything. So I'm always willing to scream from the rooftops, and you want to talk to me? I've begged to talk to my enemies, like, because I know what I did. So I'll have every answer at every turn. That's all I'd say. Like, Sienna, if you know the truth, and your truth is the truth, and Jack's truth is not, you can't ever trip yourself up because you can't ever get in trouble for the truth.
Yeah, of course.
So the second piece of evidence, and this was... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, everything I say is like, it's not planned. It's just me being like, what happened? Tell you. There you go. That's what happened. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't, like, I get what they're saying up above. And even like they're experts clearly, but there's always the perception somebody that you're paying to be on your side is going to be on your side. That's just the nature of how people look. This other, like this evidence too, the summary from the report, this was useless to me. And it essentially proves that there is botting going on in a lot of it. Like people leaving, basically bots against you, leaving comments. But to me, that's like, to me, internet 101 in a weird way. Like that people take cheap shots. People are going to, you guys are battling for public opinion. That's what it is, and it's going to be dirty. We can show you, though. Let's show what we have here. Oh, okay. So basically, it's a long story short. They did forensics again on cyberbullying, and they found, which I don't even know, we're going to go through the details, because it's pretty compelling, that there are a lot of accounts that are set up just to say really horrific negative stuff about Sienna. They're not being run by humans. They're being run by bots. And there is proof, all of it. Like, kill yourself. I want you publicly lynched so I can cut you. Die, die, die. You're a whore. All sorts of horrific shit by accounts that are fake, new. And again, I would say this is unequivocally true that this is happening. What it has to do with what actually happened, and I deal with it the same. But it's a war for public opinion. And this is dirty tactics, and I'm sure it's happening. Like, I'm sure it's happening.
So I'm just going to, again, add something here. It's not just dirty, it's illegal. So what we did is the report you referenced was by Alex Partners. And we have a team of four consultants who together have over 65 years in cybersecurity and investigative experience. And they've been working for the FBI, for the US military, for other agencies. So they're the real deal. And they came up with a number of conclusions, including what you read. That there's botting going on, that there's an incredible amount of botting going on. They had something with like 1,000 comments that they had sampled. And out of the 1,000 comments, they found that the majority were bots. So it's something though that we've actually become kind of used to. We kind of shrug off, like, of course there's botting going on. But I do want to make the point, it's illegal. And we take that very seriously. We as the team here are taking that very seriously. And we're looking into exactly what we're going to do about it.
Well, and Dave, like you said, it's core to public opinion. And so when you can buy people that in 17 seconds or whatever, however long after your video is posted,
influence the entire comment section with stuff they say, right? Because it's whatever people see first when they get into that comment section after. Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on. That's what's going on.
Are you insinuating that Jack did it? The botting?
Good question.
Yeah, we don't know who did it yet.
So, and again, it really, going back to the severity of the accusation, should not be being tried on social media. That's clearly not how you would want to do it. And you have no choice, in my mind, but to respond because of how it's being handled. But even like the botting thing, it's such a serious it's like the internet. And I guess that's sort of the world we live in. This is a new era, TikTok, your rise, and now dealing with this, something that people shouldn't have to deal with. And again, it should be held, if actual charges, legally. Nobody's going to know that he said, she said, ever.
Yeah.
Like, what is your – to I think everyone gets the point. And frankly, I think people decide, watching you and hearing, is like – and they may have already decided, do we like her? Do we trust her? Is she believable? Or is Jack believable? And I bet Jack fans before side with him. Your fans side with you. And, like, I've never talked to him personally. So I may talk to him and be like, oh, he's believable. Like, it's hard to tell. But when we had you on the first time, Sienna, your rise to fame, like you said, the squirrel, all that. And now you've seen, I would argue, the negative side. And you've seen it in a fast, like, up and down type thing. So where are you at? Like, what is your, like, I'd be surprised if anything more came of this besides that he said, she said, and people, how they perceive you positively or negatively. Where is your head at in terms of social media content future for you?
Yeah. I feel like what I've learned is just that I can't value, like, put my value into those things, because I feel like being 16, 17 is such a vital time in your life. And especially like being now 18 in the years that are to come, and having such like a fast change in my life was just like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like, sorry, just 1 second. It's a lot to handle. I just feel like I just had a lot of change in such a short amount of time that I started to kind of value the wrong things, like put everything into social media. And after this, after seeing how bad it can be, as well as like how extremely like good it can be, I think that I just enjoy life way more when I'm just like actually present and like surrounded by people that literally don't blink an eye at any of this. Like, they just like me because they like me and they want to spend time with actual me, not like Sienna Mae, you know? And As for like social media, is that what you asked that too?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, as for like social media, I don't know. I might like might post a video in 2 days, might wait a year. Like I literally couldn't tell you because I feel like the most important thing to me right now is just like genuinely liking life rather than like wanting to like post, you know? Like I literally don't care about any of those like materialistic things now as much as I did in the past. They're all so flashy.
So would that be the advice that you'd go like give yourself? It seems crazy, but like 2 years ago, like sitting here now, be like, hey, Sienna, maybe like do this differently.
Not even 2 years. Literally yeah. Not even 2 years, but yeah, I don't know.
Last time we had you on, you were blowing up sponsorships, things like that. Have your sponsors stayed by you? Have you lost them? Like, how's that been?
If I'm being totally honest with you, I have not been caught up on the business side in literally this second round of videos happened. I got a flight and I left. Like I haven't looked at my phone. I haven't been caught up on anything business. I haven't been caught up on anything legal. I mean, well, I have, but like, that's why they're here. So I don't.
Is somebody protecting you from that?
What do you mean?
Like that seems surprising to me.
I'm a very like sensitive person and I feel like I just get invested in things and like I just couldn't I have to like take care of like myself. I know it sounds so cheesy, but like I have to take care of like myself right now because I feel like, and Josh, I feel like you probably could understand this too. People think of like social media people as like TV characters or like, you know, like how everyone's like weighing yep. their opinion on like kids in Euphoria right now. Like people literally just treat us like we're characters, like we're not real people, and that's like not true at all. Like I'm very sensitive and like things that people say obviously like hurt me, you know, and like that's
totally
just,
totally yeah. But my only thing is you have to like somebody has to know if we deal with it the same, like advertisers being like, oh, we gotta pause, we're gonna like that's somebody has to know.
Yeah no, it's yeah, it's all being like that's all definitely like being taken care of. It's just that I'm focusing on like that right now.
So it's on pause until it's on pause till you're.
If I were here, and I'm sure you get that. Like you've been through some.
Yeah, I'm different. I on my side, I handle everything a little differently, and I wouldn't advise anybody to handle it the way I handle it. It's like if I know that I'm innocent, I don't like public opinion swaying. So like I go on a war. If I find out like an avatar is like, oh, we're going away, like on false allegations, well, I'm gonna let the world know that like that you're doing that because anybody can make up anything. But I also handle things differently. And again, I've had 20 years of a buildup to deal with this. Not a year. So it's very different.
The thing, when Sienna says, you know, she's kind of been off social media. I mean, the thing is she has had to deal with unbelievable amounts of cyberbullying and it's real. And it's really traumatic. It's just unbelievable, horrible, horrible, hateful comments that I know you guys have all seen. So it's, you know, she says she's sensitive. She is sensitive, but it's also, there's a reality of what cyberbullying does out there. And, you know, I know you guys have all seen what's happened with other figures and, you know, and public figures, but it's been really, really, it's just been really horrifying to see.
Would you ever want to sit down with Jack, like private off camera, just be like, yo, what happened?
Up? Like, well, yeah.
That's a loaded question, guys.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if it's that loaded. I think would you want to get to the bottom of it?
I would with the people who have accused me of things. I'd love to know.
I think that I don't think he would, but I mean, just to talk about.
Because you guys.
Where things went wrong, like what happened. Yeah, I mean, it's like an ex-boyfriend that was never an ex-boyfriend that somehow is now a public breakup, but it's not just a breakup because it's like also a crime, like allegations of a crime. I think if you told me today, like, oh, in an hour you have the ability to either like sit down with him or not, I don't think I could do that. Like, I think like, I just am so like emotionally kind of like exhausted from everything that this situation has brought that I just don't think I could like even want to talk about it. Like, Dave, I know you're a fighter. Like, you obviously, like, are, like, punch, punch, punch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For me, like, this is literally so new. And when I was on the podcast last, like, I was, like, I didn't have any hate. Like, it was just, like, all, like, sunshines, butterflies, and rainbows, and, like, squirrel dances and body positivity videos. Like, yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's quite the turn. That's everything for me. I appreciate you coming on here. I don't know, Bree, yeah. Josh, you got any final questions?
No, I don't think I have anything else.
No, I don't think so.
I appreciate you coming on. And, I mean, again, if the truth on your side, hopefully it all works out. And there's so much he said, she said. I find you to be believable. I've never talked to Jack. So, it's a tough situation that I wouldn't wish anybody going through. So, but appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you. Yeah, I believe in that too. I think the truth will come out in time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. So what you guys think?
I mean, dude, when I tell you I was fucking shocked when I joined this Zoom call at the start, I don't know if, like, Brianna, I think Brianna giggled. I don't know if you saw Brianna, but I was kind of, like, looking around, like,
I couldn't. That was, like, so weird. It felt like we were in courtroom.
What did I just join? Yeah. I mean, I think it's, I don't know if my opinion very much changed from the last episode we filmed. Like, not the last episode with Sienna, but the last episode we talked about it, which is you can't make a decision from that video is my stance. From that video alone, you can't make a decision. And then secondly, this shouldn't be a thing that's, if this is real, this should have never been brought to social media because it's like destroying two 17, 18 year old kids' mental health and it could destroy an innocent person's future. Could be the truth that Jack's saying. I have no idea.
Yeah, I pretty much feel identical. Know. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel pretty much identical to you, Josh. I don't think that first video convinces me of anything. I think I'm not saying it's great behavior, but it's certainly if that behavior is going to
classify as a sexual allegation, like that's, I think that's a little extreme.
And the fact they were sitting on the video for so long, didn't post it for so long, it's edited. That first video is not.
That's the other thing, right? It's like they kept filming together after that, right? Like they kept hanging out.
Yeah, but there's the whole . Yeah, he was scared he couldn't get out type of thing. Like, there's so many different angles for it, but it's just like we can't.
He said, she said.
Yeah.
Because to that angle, it's like her thing would be like, well, I liked him and he just wants views. So it is a he said, she said. It's exactly what you said, Josh. It's a he said, she said. I personally.
It's like a messy high school breakup on social media. That shouldn't be. It's so wrong what's going on, what they're doing.
It's just. That's the world we live in, and I'm clearly have gone through some shit that makes me jaded, but if this is real, it shouldn't be on social media. It just...
No.
But I also think Sienna should not have, Sienna seems a smart, intelligent girl. Speak for yourself. I don't think
I agree. That makes you look like you can't speak for yourself. Yeah. Or that you're going to slip up and say something.
And there's no legal thing going on, so it's like, why? That was a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
and who
I mean, it might be from such a form of desperation too, right? Like it might be like from such a, you're at such a point of like seeing everything being like taken away from you, brand deals, followers, likes, like your career that you've pretty much built, like probably doesn't have her school set up like she would have if she wasn't doing social media, like all these things. And then if it is true, right? Like what she's saying, if she's right to see all that fall apart around you, you're probably fucking grabbing at whatever you can and being like, I need help. I need help. I need help. What can I do? What can I do?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people, I think, do make wrong decisions in PR with that.
Oh, 100%.
It's tough. And maybe if we talk to Jack, I would find him believable.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We haven't got to talk to him. We could have one conversation with him and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we could change our minds completely.
Is really telling the truth. And then it completely changed. But again, I think the stance is you can't really have a fucking stance because it's only Jack
only
and Sienna.
Only they can.
Know,
yeah.
Only they can know what went on in this situation. The only thing you can say is like, shouldn't be happening on social media if it's real.
Correct. And I get their point, I guess, which is of all the shit and all the shit storm that's going out, they're basing it basically on this one video that will probably get crucified again. I think the three of us agree that isn't really conclusive of anything. And that's like the spark. That is like the initial surge that creates why people are like, oh, now he's saying this. But it's a he said she, because that video I will go to my grave saying that. I think that people were
more.
Anything.
I think people were more crucifying because they thought because we said the video doesn't prove anything. We were like, it can't happen. It's not real. But it's just like that video alone. You can't take any.
Correct. Yeah. And then they're saying two opposite stories.
I think she was just a confused 16-year-old girl. Really loved this boy. He gave her missed signals. There's so many red flags. It's just like a messy breakup. And I don't know why he made it so crazy though.
Right. And again, maybe Sienna's totally crazy. I haven't gotten that vibe.
Yeah,
but
we totally could be wrong.
Yeah, if you're actually doing something that is like an assault or like, are you going to do it there with like her brother there and like sitting on a couch? It just didn't seem like a place to do. And it's like this. The video's like this. So yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Maybe we will get Jack on here, his side. I do think I'm sort of correct. The people who like her are going to believe her. The people aren't going to like her. And it's going to be hard to switch anybody. Certainly what they did isn't going to switch it. I don't think.
No. You know what I did like, though? That the forensic guy, the cadence of his sentences were the exact same when he spoke on the podcast as he does in the videos. Like, his sentence structure doesn't change. He has the perfect voice for that job.
We're shitting on his video, and he's like, that's mine.
Yeah, I know.
But that video, come on. Like, that actually, the big he may be a brilliant guy. Get the evidence. But somebody has to look at that and be like, that
ain't right.
That screams guilty, even if it's the most truest thing of all time.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about when I said, like, those bus videos? Like, did you ever have that when you went to high school and like, they'd wheel in the fucking TV and, like, play the warning, like, don't play on train tracks.
A dare.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, like, again, shocking, like, there's bots and shit. Yeah, I mean, it's a dirty world.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But it's a lot to go through for both of them. So somebody is closer to the truth, and I do. There could be half truths. There could be anything.
I just don't know who it is.
Right.
I just don't know who it is.
Yeah.